Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 862. Visible, translated text is as follows. A. I don't know where Mr. Dalton works at. Q. When Mr. Dalton told you Christmas that she was going away, where was Mr. Dalton? A. He was there. Q. I know, but where was he when he told you that? A. He was coming out of the factory. Q. When was that? A. It was Saturday. I don't know the date. Q. You don't remember the date? A. No, sir. Q. You don't remember the date now? A. No, sir. Q. You don't remember his name? A. I know his name is Dalton. Q. What else besides Dalton? A. No, sir. I don't know his first name. Q. You don't know where he lived? A. No, sir. Q. Or where he works? A. No, sir. Q. Describe Mr. Dalton to me. A. Do what? Q. Tell me what kind of a looking man Mr. Dalton was. A. He was a slim looking man and tall with it. Q. A slim looking man and tall with it? A. Yes, sir. Q. And what else? A. That is all I can tell you about him. You can't give any other or better description? A. No, sir. His eyelashes seem to be a little thick. Q. Eyelashes thick? A. Yes, sir. Q. What was the color of his eyelashes? A. I disremember now what color his eyelashes was. Q. What was the color of his hair? A. His hair was black, I think. I am not sure. Q. Are you certain? A. No, sir. I am not. Q. You are not certain about that? A. No, sir. Q. What sort of complexion did he have? A. What kind of complexion? Q. Was he light complexion or dark complexion? Was he darker or lighter complexion than I am? A. He was just about your complexion. Q. About my complexion. A. Yes, sir. Q. Well, would you call me a light-complected man or a dark-complected man? A. I could call you a light-complected man. Q. Light? A. Yes, sir. Q. How much did Mr. Dalton weigh about how much? A. I don't know. About 135 pounds. 42.